I have mentioned before that in the story of the call of Matthew, that the customs posts, which we heard today, where Matthew found himself almost every single day, was not just a symbol of his occupation, was not just a symbol of his livelihood, but it also separated him from the rest of his community, especially from the grace of God. So it is significant that as Matthew left his custom posts in here, as he follows the Lord, we have to see the radicality of the response of Matthew. He was willing to leave everything behind in order to follow Jesus. And that is really the call of the Lenten season, to leave our past, especially our sinful past, and embrace the path to conversion and heed the call of the Lord to follow Him. It's interesting that in the story, in the short story today, we really see the twofold dynamics of what happens when one embraces conversion. One leaves the old life behind, but at the same time, one feasts on something. We were told that after Matthew left his custom post, his old life, his sinful self, we were also told that he made a banquet for the Lord in his house. Lent is not just about giving up something, but it is also about feasting on the ways of God, on the ways of the gospel, on the values. Sometimes we can be so fixated with, what will I give up during this time? The other question that we can ask too is, what can I feast on so that I can truly be fed by the grace of God? And the first reading today gives us great ideas on what we can feast on. What did we hear from the first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah? If you hold back your foot on the Sabbath from following your own pursuits on my holy day, meaning honoring the ways of God, to restore the ruined homesteads, renew your strength, let the Lord guide your ways, bestow your bread on the hungry, satisfy the afflicted, remove from you midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech. These are the things that we can feast on, according to the prophet Isaiah. So let us reorient our perspective in the season of Lent, not just to concentrate on what we can give up, but also on what we could feast on, just like Matthew gave a banquet for the Lord. In the end, the call of Matthew is a call to life, to eternal life with God. I mentioned to you that this Mass that we have today, if you have your Magnificat, we are not following the usual prayers in the Magnificat or on the Saturday of the first week of Lent, because we are starting today the 40 days for life. And to be converted to God is to embrace life. There's no other way. That's the most basic and fundamental path to conversion. Because Christ Himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. To go against life is to go against God, and to go against eternal life. What are the things that we could feast on in the season of Lent? so that we can truly enter into the joy of Easter in the end.